yeah, making a bit of habit of these going a goal or two goals down and coming back. So we need to try and snap out of that. But we've got to look a bit further than the result. We're very much building for two things really this season, for getting the team in a good place for the Euros at the end of the season. But obviously the long term development with giving players caps and giving them minutes on the pitch and starting to play stadium football now, another good turnout, nice atmosphere for the boys to play in, and you know, some good individual performances, all the stuff that we want to get better at. That's the age they're at, you know. So
it was a very different performance than Wednesday night, wasn't it, against Portugal?
Yeah, but a different opposition, you know, and that's what we've talked a lot to the players about, that you do come up against game situations that they would have experienced for the first times, and you know, if they played against a team like Russia before, it would have been in competitions for their clubs. So yeah, very different game, but it was a game that we were expecting something similar to that. And but to be fair to the boys, I thought second half played some good football, up the tempo, played forward a bit more, played in their half a bit more, and we're good for the two goals.
Concentration at times went a little bit astray, didn't they?
Well, that's what young players do. You know, they have ups and downs in form, ups and downs in games, and as they get a little bit older, and what is good about tournament football is that can sort of come back haunt you a little bit, and because it's a lot of the time it's knockout football, and yet, you know, any sort of mistakes that you make, and you can be punished. So, but that's part of the learning curve. As I said before, this is the players' first official UEFA year, and that's exactly the sort of stuff we're covering on and off the pitch. And
you talked about leadership on Wednesday night, and again, second half, particularly Jones down the left hand channel, he took that on board, didn't he?
Yeah, I think. Again, similar message at half time is, you know, when you have got to get something out of the game, and you're a goal or two goals down, there's two ways of going. You either stand up, be counted, and try and be the one that makes a difference, or you hide. And I have to say, you know, the two games that we've played, we didn't want to be in them situations, but we did fight. That's what we found ourselves in. You know, they stood up to the task and have come through it, you know. So we just need to start the first half a bit better and see how that one goes. But like I said, it's. You know, we're not narrow-minded to just look at the short term. We're looking at the medium and long term as well. And keep saying it, but it's all part of the learning.
It's good to see you on last night at half time with your under 17 World Cup team as well.
Yeah, it was a nice occasion for them boys and one they deserved. Hopefully, being there will inspire them to get back there with a shirt on their back and playing for the senior team. But now the focus is on the 2001 group now, which is this one, and you know, we've got a right, they've got a right, their own little chapter of the England development team story, and you know, they've had a good start, and it's going to be a really exciting year. Building towards the end of a home Euro is something that everybody's going to be ready for, that's for sure.
Steve, after such a fantastic year for England's youth teams, is there some sort of pressure on the other youngsters coming through, like they've had a slow start today before finishing brilliantly? Is there a pressure on them because there's been so many triumphs this year?
I think I asked that question quite a bit. I think there's always a pressure playing for your country, and certainly in tournament years, you know, there's a lot more scrutiny than what the players would have been used to. It's not because the teams are doing so well, it's an added pressure. I personally think it's more inspirational and motivational than being a pressure. But if they are playing under more pressure, more scrutiny, it's something they're going to have to get used to, because they only get more the older they go up the age ranges, you know, the type of crowds that the under-21s play in front of. You know, when they get to the European finals, that's a real intense environment, and obviously still it's not what it's quite like at the senior team. So the more situations we can get them players in the early stages, the better, because it's something they become accustomed to. But we have to make it something that they thrive on, and something that they, you know, they look forward to, and that doesn't affect them, or if it does, in a positive way.
And for you yourself, you come from winning a World Cup and everything that must entail, the emotional ups of that, to a new group and everything. How has that been for you personally?
Brilliant, yeah. I mean, this every team that I've worked with, and all the staff I've worked with, it offers a different challenge, but a different opportunity as well. And I think part of our role as national coaches is to make sure that we give the players the right opportunity throughout the season that we work with them, or the two seasons that we work with them, just with the idea of that when they move on to the next stage, that they're in the place that they should be, and they're ready to keep kicking on. So I'm really excited about this year, this group of players. It's an honour to have this job and to work with any England team, and this year will be no different.
And do you think this group potentially can go on and win silverware next year?
Why not? I really believe in the talent we have in England. All of the teams and all the teams are showing that. And you know, we're working with the idea of any tournament that we enter, we want to be as successful as we can in, while playing in a way and a fashion that's building for the future as well. So why can't this even be any different?
And Tuesday night?
Brilliant. Yeah, Rotherham. You know, I've heard there's going to be quite
8,000.
Yeah, 8,000 tickets sold already. England versus Germany. You know, under lights is always going to be a fabulous occasion. And, you know, we're so looking forward to going to Rotherham. We've been there last few years and they've really supported the team. And we really hope that can be another occasion, which, you know, backs what I've just saying about we've got to put these players in these environments and situations that that stress them and test them in a way that international football does.
Any clues on the lineup that night?
No, we need to recover from this game. We'll lay off the boys now for the rest of the day, see how they report in the morning, and get straight back into preparation for, you know, what the game we're. We're really looking forward to last game of 2017 for them. We don't meet back up until February, where we go to the Algarve for another difficult tournament. And, you know, we want to try and make sure that we finish this year on a bit of a high.